Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Overrated. Sounds
agreed.
Intoxicating, but then
agreed.
Overrated.
Difference of opinion in our household.
Yeah. I'm willing to be flexible.
Sometimes
though.
You have to step up.
Yes, exactly. You were at the Wolves game last night.
I was.
Were you more effective than the Wolves in the first quarter?
I mean, I was more effective in many ways in the first quarter.
They're just dreadful starting games. Jesus.
Do you think, you know, it's so interesting to try to figure it out because these are like highly paid, incredibly talented people.
Yep.
And so last year they were sort of this cute story. People knew they were going to be good.
They were 29-11 at this point last year. They're 20-20.
Yeah.
And the schedule is about to get hard.
I think it's just interesting to think about, are the Wolves, and obviously the players have changed, right? And so it's a little different. But you sort of, if I'm another team, I'm like, we're coming out strong.
They were a little better when they put Dante in there instead of Conley. But last night, I mean, last year, let's just say, teams did not want to play the Wolves.
Right.
Because they were pretty much the number one or number two or number three seed the entire year.
And their defense was just swarming last year.
They had to make the Towns trade for financial reasons.
I get it.
Right? And they brought in talent.
Yep.
And it's taken DiVincenzo a while, but now he's very
good. He looks
good.
Like he's lighting up.
Yeah. He's playing how expected. And Randall gives you numbers, but he just sucks the life out of it. Royce had a great line the other day with this. Who holds the ball longer, Sam Darnold or Julius Randle?
Yeah.
You know, and
he looked dreadful in the first quarter, just awful.
You know who else has dropped off this year? And he's not getting enough criticism? Rudy. Rudy is not as good, and they just gave him a 3-year extension. Conley's obviously dropped off. They got issues. Did you go to Donovan's before the game or after the
game? We went before the game.
Yep.
So
it's a late start.
Dermot Colley, the owner of O'Donovan's, great friend of yours.
Yes.
Good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how these late starts kill his business.
Yep.
Because if you have an 8 o'clock start and already like barely anybody works downtown.
Right.
So you're not like just going to happy hour after work leading up to the game. You're probably home. And so you're home,
eating.
Maybe you have dinner at home, maybe you go to your favorite restaurant at home.
Correct, in the suburbs, wherever.
And then you drive in and just go to the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
OD's was, it started filling in at like 7:15, but it was, I walked in at 6:15 and it was
quiet,
empty.
Yeah, I know it was because he was texting me, you want to come down for happy hour?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm already out, I wish I could. That's the thing, you know, and it wasn't even an 8 start, it's an 8:50 start. Right. Yeah. And that's why when the downtown was busier, and in particular those 7 o'clock starts,
And oh, it's so good for the city.
It's so good for the city. So let's eliminate the Wolves. Let's go Twins. And it's a 75-degree glory day.
Yeah.
And Target Field looks as good today as it did when it opened. You know, and then ODs and a lot of other places have those outdoor patios.
Yep.
And ODs will just be teeming with people. Right? And you maybe got 25,000 there. Maybe you got 15,000, whatever. And it's fun.
Yeah.
But then because the Lakers and the Fire, they had to reschedule now. The Wolves are in the Western Conference, but they're not really out west.
Yeah.
And so
we're a lot of late games.
If this game.
And then TV, you're on TV. So, yeah. Like,
if this game's in San Francisco, well, that 8:50 Minneapolis start is 6:50.
Fine.
It's better. They like those later starts because they get so many earlier ones. And it just it's hard because so much of downtown hasn't quite all the way come back at night.
Right.
Where D.C. is, right across from Target Center, right across from First Ave, those places are now destination places.
Yeah.
They're event nights. Whereas before, when you had more people downtown, it was, hey, I work around there. I'll go to a Donovan's.
Right.
It's a great Irish pub, good food, Guinness, whatever. And now it's, I don't know, what are we at, 30% of the people working down here? So
Is Target back this week? It feels like there have been more people down here this week.
I agree with you. Now,
Target comes to work once a quarter.
Was it once a week?
No, 1 week a quarter.
That's right. what kind of policy? Don't even list your policy if that's it.
Four times a year, come back, and it's a reminder of like, oh, remember this? You inject like 10,000 new people downtown. It's pretty good.
If you've decided you're going to let your employees do whatever, fine.
Yeah.
You get to do it. I wish you'd support it more.
Yeah.
By the way, this company allows me great latitude.
True.
So I admit that all the time. But if you're okay, if you then say, we're going to make a bold statement.
Yeah. Bringing them back.
About 12 days a year, we'd like you to come back. It wasn't like grounds for firing.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Then don't even announce it.
Well, anything they do is news, right? So
yeah,
like
right.
When you tell your employees, right. Like then it's going to be news. So
okay, so let's turn the calendar ahead. It's January 16th, 2030. Okay. And somehow all three of us are employed here.
Yeah. Still in this dumpy studio.
Oh God. Please, somebody buy this building so we can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'd rather stay downtown.
Yep.
Me too. I'd rather stay at the house, actually. But
well, if we could set up the station at your place.
Yeah, that'd be great. Everybody can come over. What's downtown going to look like?
Interesting.
Okay. North Loop.
Yeah.
Still on fire?
I think
fire?
North Loop will still be hot.
Right? Okay.
North Loop is the dream as to what downtown wished it were.
They would love to
the
make
the combo all, yep. of offices and residential, and it's all North Loop needs is more parking.
Yeah, no doubt. And they don't want to put new parking in because they can sell it to somebody who's going to open a new yoga studio,
correct.
A salad place,
yeah, it's cool.
A new pasta place.
I bet by 2030, we have serious conversation about knocking that highway spur down, that 4th Street
spur. Yeah, it's interesting.
Because the land under that is so valuable.
Yeah.
And honestly, I use that spur every day.
I like it.
I'm not opposed to them knocking that down. You figure out another exit, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, I'm not opposed to that.
Well, you might have a new arena somewhere.
Probably.
Right? More likely if it's A-Rod and Lori.
Where they would bankroll it.
Who's
going to be the owner? Who do you think will be the owner?
I honestly don't know. I've talked to people recently.
No one seems to know.
And both sides.
No gut on it.
Are fairly confident. I heard my guy Johnny Krasinski with Barrero the other day. You were in a break. And the comment was, and I heard the same thing, grueling, that the three people who are on this panel have just asked him voluminous questions.
Mm.
So it's sometime in the next 20 days we're going to learn. But A-Rod and Lori are willing to build a building, and they're going to try for help, and they might even try to get Leiwicki's group to come in and help them build that arena. Whereas Glenn has said to people, I've already put 150 million in the last few years. why should we have a new one? It compared to other arenas, it's kind of a dump.
Yeah, I mean, the environment in there, like the actual bowl and watching the game and the great.
Fine.
No problems.
Yep.
Fine.
Fine.
There's plenty of suites.
Yep.
Like they got.
Yep.
They would build more if they
yep.
built a new
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the negative is the concession stands, the concourses, the access, all of that stuff.
And the biggest problem is they have about as many seats above as they do below.
Yeah, it's really out of whack.
And now what you do about 80.
And those 80, upper seats, oof.
You do about 80% lower bowl somehow.
Yeah, that's how they do
double
it.
Double suites.
Right.
And then you come up with some fan section up top. And if, and
where
if
my Seth would buy his tickets.
Yes, right.
Seth was there the other Saturday in the $15 seats.
Griff does the same thing.
Yeah. Don't you love it that you're, and I don't know, as a parenting thing, I don't know why I'm proud of this, but like my kids have gotten access because, not because I have these seats, but because of our jobs that you yep. know people.
Mm-hmm.
And so my kids have sat in seats that I couldn't even dream of when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad that they're not like snobby about like, oh, I'm not going to go sit in those super upper deck $15 seats. Like, I just love it that they get their friends, mm-hmm. get your buddies, buy the $15 seats and have a good time.
My two kids, older boys, are very frugal.
Yeah.
Like,
Seth.
And they don't care. You know, for me, it was the opposite in some ways yesterday because my father brought me to so many games. Brought me to places where I shouldn't have been. Locker rooms, clubhouses. He kind of bullied me away. So my kids, I called 16 years of Wolves game. I had a pair of decent tickets for every single game,
sure.
all 16 years. My kids hardly went.
Huh, yeah.
Hardly went, you know. And so when I went to that game a couple weeks ago when the broadcasters gathered and we did the picture, well, I was then going with Dermot and his great youngest son, Jake, and I was going with my middle boy, one of the loves of my life, Griffin. We stayed at Donovan's for the next 3 hours and just talked nonsense and had fun and never went to the game and just had a great time. How about, okay, let's stay with this, office buildings. Another story about on the trip today, businesses trying to step in, buy it at the low end, hope it comes back. Will we have a series of towers like we're about to have across the street
right?
where they have been converted from business office to residential, either apartments or condos? Will we see a few or will we see quite a bit?
I think we'll see a few. I'm less optimistic on this than I think some are because
including Jacob Fry.
Right. Two reasons. One, I think unless the city or the state or the federal government is going to chip in major money, I don't know that the cost of converting these things is going to pencil out.
That's right on.
And the second thing is I do think the urbanists, the city lovers, way overestimate the number of people who want to live in the middle of the city. Part of the appeal of suffering through the terrible weather that we have here is that you have a yard and you have a house and we have land.
Yeah.
And I think that is, we'll see if the younger generation has a different view on that.
Yep.
We're starting to see the beginning of that. But I just don't think we're big enough to have another 50,000 people living in the heart of downtown.
Where you have, okay, obviously North Loop, again, quite a few people living there. Then the Mill Valley area, the Mill District, right? So it's kind of the edges. Like we're core, where WCCO Radio is.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Okay. Do individuals want to live right?
Well, you know, I'm getting that. I'm getting an apartment right across the street.
You are
right in the middle of it.
Okay,
but one of these conversions, I'll still have my maple.
You'll still have a place, though, right?
Yeah.
So that's
I'm sort of testing it.
That's like, cool.
Let's see if I like it.
Right, and also a lot of these places, you go to the office. Guess what? There's one bathroom at the end of the at the hall, so they can't really retrofit those for bathrooms in each apartment. I don't think you're going to pay.
You can, but it's very expensive.
Yeah,
so like right across when they redid the building here, they used the elevator shafts to run electrical and plumbing. So the office building had like seven elevators, right?
Because
it's an office.
Yeah.
You don't need that in
no.
a 220-unit building. So they use the elevator shafts to run The utility.
God, there's so many jokes I can just see Harrigan is so tempted to chime in. Okay, you can chime in anytime you want. Let's again talk about the just dopes who continue to bring guns out to MSB. It's unbelievable. I have a new policy on what should happen to these dopes. I'll break it out for you when we come back on the Home of the Twins, CCO.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The number of passengers caught bringing firearms, bringing weapons out to the TSA checkpoints, it dropped, Jason. We're getting better. In 23, TSA confiscated 53 guns. Last year, dramatic drop to 52 guns.
Okay.
52 guns.
Yeah, we're doing it.
So the debate has been
It's like a 1.5% decrease.
Thank you. John Nash is with us. It's the numbers. Layers! So now the debate has always been on this show, what do you do? 5 years they can't fly. They never fly that airlines. My new policy is this. I want to debut with you.
All right.
I'm going to take the gun out and I'm going to shoot the person. And I'm going to televise it on MSP TV.
I like it. And what adds the extra layer of excitement.
Yep.
Is that you don't know if there's a bullet there or not?
That's it.
We're going to see how it goes.
We will not check, Dave Harrigan, to see if you've loaded the weapon. And so then it'll test your memory. Because if you didn't load the weapon, you can feel like,
go ahead.
And by the way, I won't know.
According to the press release, it's highly likely that it is loaded.
Yeah.
Because that was also the numbers. The vast majority are loaded and ready to go.
Well,
I'm aiming for your calf. Yeah, your calf. I'm not pointing at your head, but we'll shoot you in the calf.
So I will, you know, now that Seth is safely back in New York City.
Oh, okay.
When Seth went to pack his backpack to go back to New York after being home.
He had an Uzi?
He had a rather large knife in his backpack.
Really?
It was a pumpkin carving knife.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, orange handles.
Yeah.
I don't know how much damage he could have done with this thing.
Probably problematic at the airport.
Yeah, like, and they didn't catch it because he brought the backpack from New York. His girlfriend had put the pumpkin carving thing in there from October.
Wait, do we trust the girlfriend?
Yeah,
Dave, would you trust the girlfriend and puts the killer knife in there?
No, not at all.
And did she tell
him? I'm not certain you could kill anyone with the pumpkin carving knife.
Give you
That's another thing we'll debut. If you have other weapons out there, we'll use that against you.
I was surprised they didn't catch it. You're like, what are we doing at TSA? So maybe the 53 to 52 was just they missed one guy's gun. We're still...
Okay. I'm on record. I'm team TSA. Jason is saying,
I'm just asking.
Fire all TSA.
I'm just asking questions.
On your honor. You want to go on your honor? We'll just trust everybody?
it is amazing that many people pack their pistol.
It's unbelievably stupid. There's zero defense.
It's not intentional. Mostly. I suspect.
Yeah, I mean, what would you say, 90% just forgot, right?
Yes, and there's also no excuse for still bringing it to the airport.
Do you check your bags, like, in every compartment? You know what I mean? Like, just to make sure you took your gun out of there. Well, what if you store your gun in your carry-on
bag? Then I would check, okay?
I'm just trying to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not, because...
Oh, you're going to shoot them.
You're a moron if you do this. And also, among the jobs, I wouldn't want
somebody with a loaded weapon a moron.
Well,
I would call him a great patriot.
Okay. Well, you call for the firing of all TSA. The folks at TSA who have to sit there, reminded folks, take your shoes off.
Worst
pour thing. Out all your water. Yeah. Take your electronics out. And then you say that. You wait about 10 seconds. Hey, reminder folks, and I'm telling you, every third person has got their shoes on, electronic. Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Back of the line. That's also my new policy.
I do think there should be a lane for people who have never, who haven't been on a flight in 3 years.
Yeah, you know
you got your own line.
You know what that line is? A bus.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. You've missed your window. You're not allowed back on a plane.
I like it.
Little Canopy talk soon.